We're in Simen Kufchav Gimel in Hilchas Tefillah. We are up to Siv Gimel, and we will be finishing the Simen, that's through Siv Vav. Kishaposeya, when you take your three steps back, Oker Regel Smol Tchila, you're supposed to move your left foot first. You first take a step with your left foot, and only then your right, and then again your left. The reason for that is because you're supposed to show that it's difficult for you to leave standing before Hashem. So since you normally put your right foot first, you therefore use your left. Based on that, the case of a lefty, the halacha there would be that he should really move with his right foot first. There's another reason brought down in the poskim, and that is because you're facing Hashem, and therefore your left is his right. In which case, it has nothing to do with whether you're righty or lefty, it has to do with the Shechina. La halacha, the Bir halacha concludes that a righty and lefty should both be, that a righty should be moving his left foot first, and a lefty his right foot first. Further, v'shir psiyas elu, the shir of these psiyas elu, l'chol ha-pachasu k'dei she'itin godol b'tzad ekev, is the size of the entire length of one's foot, in order that he put his thumb next to his heel. In other words, that's the way you take your steps back. This is the way the Kohanim walked in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Mechaber says, L'chol hafachas, which means that if you want to take a step larger than that, it's permissible. The reason why it can't be smaller than that is because we don't call that a step altogether. The Ramah, however, says, L'chatchidlo lo yafsia psios gaso siosir mizeh. You shouldn't do more than that. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that it really shouldn't have said L'chatchidlo, but it should have said V'yesh omrim v'L'chatchidlo yifsa psios gaso siosir mizeh. So, L'maisa, we have a Machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. And for the Ramah, one does not take larger steps. The reason not to take larger steps, because tefillah is supposed to take the place of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and since in avodah that was the shear of the steps they took, the proper shear of steps would be for tefillah also godel b'tzad ekev. Another thing is that it looks like you're running from in front of the king, and you don't want to do that. Now, this shear that he says, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the right way to go about it is that the first step you take is actually a small one. It means you take a half a step back, a full step after that, and then another half so that they are even. This is the Seder HaPsius that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and although there are those that are cholik, he says to follow this one. This is the Seder Hayom's way of doing the Psius. What about Shas HaDchak, where you cannot really go that far back? All you could do is move a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah brings down different dais, and his maskona is that b'Shas HaDchak you can be makel, especially if there's someone davening behind you, and if you take these full steps, then you're going to end up walking into his dalet amos. Siv dalet. Misha mosif al gimel psius have a yuhara. If someone is adding, then it shows like he thinks too much of himself, and that he's not supposed to do. Hey, gam shliach tzibur, tzorech lefsoa gimel psius, kishem espalo balachash. The Shliach Tzibur should also take three steps back from his own personal Shmona Esrei. Ukshayachzor HaTfilah B'Kol Rom, Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Fsoa Gimel Psilas. Whereas when he finishes the repetition, he does not have to take three steps back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Lo Hispal B'Lachash Rak B'Kol Rom, Poseya Gimel Psilas Achar Tfilah Sosha B'Kol Rom. If he did not daven his own Shmona Esrei, then he should take his three steps back. He should take his three steps back right after the Shmona Esrei as if this were his own private Shmona Esrei. Now, why is it that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to? That is because he relies on the three steps he takes back after Uvol Etzion. Consequently, it is brought down that a Shliach Tzibur, between the time that he finishes his Chazoras HaShatz and when he says the Kaddish after Uvol Etzion, should not speak Dvarim B'Teilim, So that say it's Monday and Thursday, he ends up saying Tachton and this Kriyas HaTorah. Still, he should make sure not to speak about anything else. The case of a Shliach Tzibur that decides to take his three steps back before Tachton or before Kaddish. Although, based on what we saw here, one doesn't. The Mishnah Brura Lamaisa says, Ein Limchos, that we do not protest. If he wishes to do that, he may. Sivvav. Kishiyachzer Shatz Atfilo Yomer Gamkein Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. The Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur says in the repetition as well. Says the Ramah, Avaleina Omer B'sof Atfilo Yula Ratzon, but he doesn't say Yula Ratzon at the end of Shmona Esrei, because he relies on the fact that he's going to say Tiskabel. The Shloss says that you should say Yula Ratzon anyway, and the Grub Paskins that way. So that a Shliach Tzibur, when he's done, silently says Yula Ratzon. And similarly, when he starts his Shmona Esrei, he begins with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. The Minhag Ashkenaz is to say that silently as well.